Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre Anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News. It's Wednesday the 3rd of April and today's news story is about a prediction for Japan. But before I tell you what that prediction is, let's take a look at a couple of key words. So just two words that I'd like you to listen out for in today's news story. I'm not going to tell you what the words mean right now. See if you can understand the words when you hear them. And then at the end, after the news story, we'll take a look at what they mean and how I use them. So we start with a noun, spouse. What is a spouse? S-P-O-U-S-E. And the other word is a verb, undermine. What does it mean to undermine? Okay, those are the two key words. We'll come back to them at the end. If you want to read along while you listen to today's news story, the transcript is available on the Learn English with Ben fan club page, along with a video comprehension quiz, 5 questions, which will test your understanding of the news story. So if you're interested in either or both of those things, then visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode. Okay, here is today's news story. Do you like your surname? Is it special to you? Maybe it's unique and meaningful to you and your family. Now imagine everyone had the same surname. All of a sudden, it's much less special. Well, according to a new study, Japan could become a one-name country if it keeps its current marriage law. A study has found that by the year 2531, everyone in Japan could be known as Seto-san. It might not affect anyone alive today, but it's a worrying projection for the man who led the study, Hiroshi Yoshida, a professor of economy at Tohoku University. He said, "If everyone becomes Seto, we may have to be addressed by our first names or by numbers. I don't think that would be a good world to live in." The reason for this prediction, which Yoshida concedes is based on several assumptions, is that couples are currently required by law to select a single surname. Japan is the only country in the world that requires spouses to use the same surname, with 95% of couples choosing the man's surname when they marry. Seto is the most common surname in Japan, accounting for around 1.5% of the population, according to a March 2023 survey. Yoshida's calculations show that the proportion of Japanese named Seto increased 1.0083 times from 2022 to 2023. If this upward trend continues and there is no change to the law, around half of the population will have this name by 2446 and the entire country will be called Seto by 2531. Yoshida added that a nation of Setos will not only be inconvenient but also undermine individual dignity. But if the country changed its current policy and allowed married couples to use separate names, Yoshida calculates that by 2531, only 7.96% of the population would have the name Seto. There are groups putting pressure on the government to change the law in order to preserve some other much-loved Japanese names, such as Suzuki, Watanabe, and Yoshida. On the other side, conservative members of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party believe that changing the law would undermine family unity and cause confusion among children. And that's today's news story. Okay, So can you imagine everyone in your country with the same surname? Well, let's take a look at the two words I gave you at the start. The first was spouse. Japan is the only country in the world that requires spouses to use the same surname. So a spouse is a husband or wife. And the other word was undermine, which I used a couple of times. So Yoshida said that a nation of Saitos will not only be inconvenient, but also undermine individual dignity. Whereas conservative members of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party believe that changing the law would undermine family unity. So a lot of undermining happening here. So to undermine means to reduce the importance or effectiveness of something. So Yoshida thinks that we will lose the importance of individual dignity, while the conservative members of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party think that if they change the law, then family unity will be less significant, less important. Okay, hopefully those keywords are clear. So thank you for listening to today's news story. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.